This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
A lot of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, to get right to it, nobody likes to play anybody's fool. Nobody does. There's just no getting around that. When I share with you as to some of the statements and the way that things were worded concerning our forefathers and the way that they said that we're not to play the dupes to ill-designing men. We're not to play the fool to these people. But sad to say, Mark Twain was right. Although he was a vile man, what he said was right. A clock that's broken is right twice every day, right? Okay, that's how I'm justifying this. I'm not straining at a gnat and swallowing the camel, but it's interesting to note that he was the one that was responsible for saying that. It's easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been fooled. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I need to know what you're talking about right now. Well, friends, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obamacare architect says it's working as designed. Okay? Now, I want to go back because keep in mind Obamacare was in operation through the architect Jonathan Gruber under Mitt Romney in his state. And keep in mind, this was the guy that was running for the Republican nominee for the President of the United States of America because people didn't pull the curtain back on Mitt Romney to know that everything he was saying, the opposite, stood in contrary. He was a complete contradiction. He's a hypocrite, is what he is. But he's a politician, is really what it comes down to. If any American really believes that Obamacare is going to control costs, I've got some real estate in Whitewater, Arkansas I'd like to sell to them. This is those that you're tolerating. This is Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Obamacare, which is unconstitutional. It's null and void. It does not apply. He said, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Lack of transparency. What is the criminal in the White House? What has he been saying for the last 7 3/4 years, friends? The most transparent administration in the history of America. Listen to Jonathan Gruber, who works under this foreign criminal in the People's White House. Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really, really critical for the thing to pass. In other words, America, he just called you stupid. Okay? He goes on, Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Obamacare, which is unconstitutional. It's null and void. Folks, they created it out of thin air. It's to bring about more control for the government to dictate your lives. Jonathan Gruber said, it's hard to know what you can do just on your own as a new administration. He said, exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. Folks, is he not telling on himself here? here again. We're talking about Jonathan Gruber. If you just joined us here at the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Obamacare, said it's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. You heard during the commercial that Obamacare premiums are now beginning to skyrocket. Folks, it's unconstitutional. It's null and void. Do you understand? It's illegal. It's un-American. It doesn't apply here in this country. Furthermore, going back to the architect of Obamacare, which is illegal, unconstitutional, unlawful. And folks, if you read Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States of America, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. He said, exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. Did you hear what he said? Folks, this is crazy thinking. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Obamacare, said P.T. Barnum said a sucker is born every minute, but his estimate was laughably low. Speaking of you, America, not knowing the difference. Jonathan Gruber goes on again. He takes another shot at you, America. He said that Obamacare is doing exactly what it was designed to do today on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Obamacare, unconstitutional Obamacare, said, listen carefully, the stupidity of the American voter is exceeded only by its slovenliness. These are the designers of Obamacare. He said the lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. The lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Let me say this one more time. The lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically, that was really, really critical for the thing to pass. What do you mean? What he's saying here, friends, is it was really critical for the American people and the American voter to be as stupid as they are, because if they knew what this was all about, it would have never passed in a million years. That's what he was saying. So, folks, what they are doing, in essence, is telling on themselves. And it's time for you, America, to either submit to this or to stand up against this, because these kind of people and this sort of mentality is what I've been warning you of for about 15 years now, friends. As for me and my house friends, we're not going to play dupes to ill-designing men. I'm sick and tired of what I have to tell you on the radio on a daily basis, but I have to tell the responsible party. And the responsible party is you, America, again, because Thomas Jefferson was right when he said that you are the law under God. You are the law. And when 318.9 million people stand back and allow this tyrannical rule over themselves, I got to say this. You're in the present state, America, because you have not done anything about the problem. And until we do, America, nothing's going to change. It's only going to get worse. Folks, you have an absolute fool making jokes, calling you stupid, America, and no matter how many times I've heard it, no matter how many times I'm going to hear it in the days in front of us, friends, the more you call Barack Hussein Obama a joke and a clown, always keep in remembrance, friends, in the back of your minds that you are the ones the jokes are being played out on because of what you tolerate. Don't complain about what you tolerate. Folks, we got much to talk about. I'm going to come back right after the break, and I'm going to show and share with you, friends, concerning a woman that has a vote for Hillary Clinton for presidency standing on a flag. I want to let you know it's not free speech.
Did you know that less than one-half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to tell you first and foremost, thank you very much for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks. There's 83 shows, and you've decided to make us the number one show during the weekend. We totally appreciate that, because there's a whole lot of people in this country that understand that God is willing to give them what they're willing to fight for, no doubt, and nobody can dispute that. And that is the history of the church, and that is the history of a faithful God. And by the way, his dash story has meaning. We need to look back and study the past and learn from him so we don't make the same reoccurring mistakes that men have in the past. Now, folks, I also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean 1, on my Twitter account, and on my Facebook it is Bradley Dean on Facebook as well. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Bradley? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And I also want to let you know that we have turned talk radio into do radio. We're not just hiding behind a mic, friends. We are somewhere different in the United States every single month over the last 20 years, being a part of the answer, following the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, because we're tired, sick and tired, of people magnifying the problem rather than bringing forth the answer. So let's be a part of the answer by doing something about the problem and righting the wrong, because America, guess what? We still have the freedom to right the wrongs. And we are doing just that. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and we still have that liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, if you would like to call in, you may. please stick to the topic. We're going to be jumping around for a little bit because I just want to PowerPoint you during each segment over the next 2 hours. That number is 1-866-582-9933. We love hearing from you. And just again, if you would, stick to the topic. That's all I ask you. Or something that has something to do with the topic, even in parallel. We get it here, okay? Right before the break, I was sharing with you, I have a picture here. I posted it. And it's a picture of a woman standing on the American flag. And I know most people already say, well, you know, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Well, when the fact of the matter is, friends, they don't have the freedom to break the law. Did you know that to desecrate the American flag is illegal? It's completely illegal. But again, I want to kind of draw a picture, a painted picture here for you. It's a picture of a woman standing on a flag while she's holding up a sign stating Hillary for President 2016. Hillary for President 2016 as she's stepping on a flag. Okay? And again, I want to reiterate the point that most people will give this individual a pass by saying, well, you know, she can go ahead and do what she wants to do. No, 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 friends. Don't forget about World War I when 116,516 men and women fought for the freedoms in which we have today. My grandpa was there. Don't forget about World War II where 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have today, fighting against the ideologies and the dangerous ideologies that you're accepting today, because it's not free speech to step on a flag. My uncle was there. Korea, 36,516 men fought, bled, and died, fighting, magnifying the laws of your constitutional republic against tyranny that you're accepting today, friends. It's illegal to desecrate a flag. My dad was there picking up body parts out of the water in Korea. Vietnam, 58,126 men fought, bled, and died, magnifying that flag, that symbol. I don't care where you take it from that point. Folks, I come from a military family, and it's not okay that someone stands on the flag because too many men and women have fought, bled, and died, raising that flag to give us something called freedom. And it's not freedom of speech, neither, friends. It's a violation of law, and it should convict you to stand up against this with zero tolerance, no further, friends. Tolerating these crimes no further, because it's not a game. These are a bunch of little useful idiots. They're a bunch of little communists acting out what their daddy has taught them. And I want to tell you, it's not the God of Moses or Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob or the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the God from underneath in the prince of the power of the air who is defeated in Jesus Christ at Calvary through his blood. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are bringing it down on the Sons of Liberty Media.com and Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Friends, my cousin was killed in Vietnam. If we go to Afghanistan, if we go to Iraq, folks, how many have come back in boxes and they're 6 feet under the ground? In America, for some reason or another, you have been led to believe that it's a form of freedom of speech to go ahead and desecrate the flag. No, it is not. 18 U.S. Code 700, desecration of the flag of the United States. Here is the penalty. And isn't it interesting how many people talk and they just give it a pass and say it's some sort of freedom of speech? No, it is not. Whoever knowingly mutilates, defaces, physically defiles, burns, maintains on the floor or ground, or tramples upon any flag of the United States of America shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for not more than 1 year or both. Really, Bradley? Yes, that's the law. Did you take the time to pull the curtain back to see what the law said concerning these things? Well, you should, because I'm sick and tired of a bunch of foreign exchange students coming into California, friends, and demanding the removal of the American flag, just like this woman who's holding up a Hillary for President 2016 as she's standing on the American flag. That doesn't jive well here, let me tell you. That doesn't jive well with military families, friends. Consider the price paid before you give it a pass next time, America. 18 U.S. Code 700, desecration of the flag of the United States. The penalties, friends, in prison for not more than 1 year or both. The subsection does not prohibit any conduct consisting of the disposal of a flag when it has become worn or soiled. In other words, when you exchange the flag, you're not even supposed to let it hit the ground, by the way, out of a sign and a symbol of respect and gratitude for the price paid to put the flag up in the first place. But folks, what they're saying in essence is when you exchange the flags, there is no penalty if it goes to the ground. As used in this section, the term flag of the United States means any flag of the United States or any part thereof made of any substance of any size in a form that is commonly displayed. We're talking about, folks, people do not have a right, and it is not an expression of free speech to step on the American flag. Especially military families, especially those that know the price paid for the freedoms in which we have, both in the natural and in the spiritual. 2 Corinthians 5:15, John 3:16 now has meaning. Nothing in this section shall be construed as indicating an intent on the part of Congress to deprive any state, territory, or possession, or the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico of jurisdiction over any offense over or what should have jurisdiction in the absence of this section. So, I got two more sections to go, and we're talking about it is illegal to desecrate the flag of the United States of America. They can go to jail for 1 year, friends, and they can be fined. Why is it that you have given these people a pass to believe that it's okay to do it? And then you capitulate in the face of these people and they say, you know, we don't like the flag. We don't want the flag up. You know, if they don't want the flag up, then move back to your own country where you came from. We'll buy the ticket. It would be a one-way ticket, happily. An appeal may be taken directly to the Supreme Court of the United States for an inner or final judgment, decree, or ordered issue by a United States District Court ruling upon the constitutionality of the subsection A. So friends, again, I just want to set the record straight because I get sick and tired of people giving them a pass. I get sick and tired of people walking by them as they're burning the American flag or stepping on the American flag. No, where are the police to enforce the law? This is unconstitutional. Again, check out 18 U.S. Code 700. Again, the desecration of the flag of the United States. It's in prison. They can go to prison, and they can be fined at the same time. Enough is enough. It's just really that simple. Friends, what I'd like to do is I would like to go back to what we were just talking about concerning unconstitutional Obamacare. And we know, well, Bradley, what happens if we don't get Obamacare? The IRS will come in and enforce Obama's policy, not law. Remember, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Policy follows law. I'm just setting that record straight for you. When I come back, I'm going to give you, friends, some of the things that were just overlooked in highlighting, folks, some of the unthinkable stuff that are in this bill. Oh, furthermore, it doesn't apply to Congress. Did you know that? Wow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in and weigh in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, going back to one point I made earlier during the first segment here, as you don't have freedom to break the law, this is illegal to desecrate the American flag. I shared the U.S. code with you. It's 18 U.S. Code 700. Again, the desecration of the flag of the United States and its penalties. Do check it out. In saying that, we have about, just over a short period of time, we have about 18,000 people that have been reached. We have about 660 people that have responded, and we have about 425 shares. This is what I want to let you know, the listener. This is what you need to know. There are many people that are involved, but if you're going to stand back and be a spectator and judge the outcome of what's to take place, like a spectator in a football game telling the quarterback what he's supposed to do and what he shouldn't do and why he lost the game, it's all his fault. Why don't you jump in? Because I want to let you know something. It's very surreal to spectators, but it's very real for those that are in the fight. If you're willing to fight the good fight of faith, rest assured, as we do all that we can do, God does leave the result. We do leave the results up to God, but He is faithful, and He does not leave Himself without witness. It seems to me, America, every time we stand up together, we always win the day in the keeping of His commandments. And I praise God for that. And I praise God that there's a whole lot of people in the United States of America and in 53 countries listening right now that are actually responding. We have about 526,000 friends on Facebook, on Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And if you'd like to jump in the fight, please do. We invite you because, again, friends, I want to say something. We can't do it without you. We can't do it without you. We can do this together. And I want to make sure that you understand that I am never talking about exclusivity here, because we can't do this by ourselves. We can, again, do this together, and without you, we cannot. Again, check out Bradley Dean. Now, what I was sharing with you during the second segment, to jump back to the topic, I'm going back and forth, but I'm making this points, folks, that are needed, especially with what's going on in this country today. Because, again, I was highlighting the fact that Jonathan Gruber, who is calling you stupid, America, how easy and fun it is to deceive the people, the voter. He also goes on, folks, and basically mocks the American people with several shots taking at you, the American people, and, again, talking about how stupid you are to accept it in the first place. And he said, without the lack of transparency, we could have never got this passed in the first place. Remember how I've always shared with you, America, no matter how many times this president tells you one thing, you can rest assured and look the opposite, because he's doing the exact opposite. He means to put light for darkness and darkness for light. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. Now, I'm saying that to get you caught up to what I'm going to bring up next concerning the next point. Concerning Obamacare, which you didn't know about Obamacare. And namely, things that Nancy Pelosi, the witch herself from California, and why she's been tolerated for this many years, I have no idea. But I want to tell you something, friends. We need to deal with them lawfully. And again, as I was sharing with you yesterday, they need to be impeached and they need to be indicted after their impeachments. Article 2, Section 4. And they can be legally held for their violations contrary to the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitutional Republic, and the laws enumerated. Judge Kittel of Marble Falls, Texas, highlighted the most egregious pages of HB 3200. I want you to listen carefully. This is Obamacare. Page 50, Section 152. The bill will provide insurance to all non-U.S. residents, even if they are here illegally, on your dime, America. As I've shared with you again, friends, so many times, if this administration and the likes of Hillary Clinton had the support of the American people, why is it that they look to amnesty and the illegals in the way and in the fashion that they do today, America? Because they don't have the support within. They are allied with your sworn enemies. Don't forget it. Page 58 and 59, this is Obamacare. The government will have real-time access to an individual's bank account and will have the authority to make electronic fund transfers from those accounts. Really? Wow, access to your bank, friend, your account, friends, more specifically. Page 65, talking about Obamacare, Section 164. The plan will be subsidized by the government for all union members, union retirees, and for community organizers, such as the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. In other words, the corrupt ACORN. Talking about Obamacare, friends, page 203, line 14 and 15. The tax imposed under this section will not be treated as a tax. Well, the question is how could anybody in their right mind come up with that? Because, friends, they need the IRS to enforce the unconstitutional Obamacare. Going to page 272 of Obamacare, section 1145. Cancer hospital will ration care according to the patient's age. Huh. Wow. That's interesting how this is falling to the older people, isn't it? Page 317 and 321, the government will impose a prohibition on hospital expansion. However, communities may petition for an exception. Wow, this is just interesting how this works for dictatorships, is it not? Page 429 of Obamacare, which is unconstitutional, therefore null and void, if you know the difference. Line 13 to 25, by the way, going back to make reference to the law, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States of America. The government will have, it will specify which doctors can write an end-of-life order. There you have it, right there. There you have it. Okay, according to the patient's age, page 72, there you have it. There's the end of that. Wait a second. What are we talking about? The government will have and will specify which doctors can write an end-of-life order. Well, what do they have in store for the older folks, America? Again, let's think. I'm being facetious, but I'm trying to get you to think, friends, because if you let this go, again, they're going to stand back and call you stupid because for the most part up to this point, America, I can't blame anybody but the American people. You can't. You can't blame anybody but yourselves, America, and I love you enough to tell you the truth that you have to stand up and deal with tyranny. It's just that simple. Have you had enough? Because, folks, I can go on and on and on and on. Now, this judge, Kidhill, then goes on to identify, finally, it is specifically stated that this bill will not apply to the members of Congress. The members of Congress are your representatives that passed it against the will of the American people. Now you're beginning to understand what our forefathers meant when they said, either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants, friends. There is no in between. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. We have Ryan calling from Wyoming. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing grand.
Thanks for having me on. I do enjoy
absolutely
listening to your show. My question is, or I guess my statement, the whole stepping on the flag and desecrating a flag and burning the flag, why do people do that to our flag?
Really?
Yeah, why do they?
Are you being facetious with me, my friend?
I know there's extreme hatred, but I guess what I would say to that is I would never do that to another country's flag, ever, no matter how much I hated them.
Well, then I would say to the person stepping on the flag that if you hate us so much, then get out of here. As a matter of fact, we'll help you do it. And our constitutional laws tell us just that it's illegal. And the great question here is why are the policemen not enforcing their constitutional oath by magnifying the laws against individuals that are violating the law? If they hate it here, my friend, then we need to send them back. And here's the other thing. You know, I just shared with you all the comments that I'm getting on just this article that I just posted. And it's interesting how people are saying you're absolutely correct. Why do they get away with it? They keep pushing the responsibility of themselves off onto somebody else to take care of the problems that they themselves are called to take care of. We used to have something called in this country the Great Samaritan Laws. We had laws in place, and in the fulfilling of that law, of course, is love. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We were supposed to look out for each other. And now what we're taught, Ryan, is the fact that when you see a crime, turn your head and get away from there because you don't want to get caught up into someone else's problems. That's why we're in trouble today, is because we're not looking out for each other, and that's exactly what we need to do. And particularly this woman stepping on the flag, holding up the sign stating for president, Hillary for president, 2016, I think it's a great exhibition of the useful idiots that are voting for her in the first place. All, what, 1% across the boards?
Sad.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So, but I can tell you I'm not going to give it a pass. Okay, I was just making sure because sometimes, and it's as rare as hen's teeth. We got a lot of people that like to write about the content of the show, but for some reason or another, they don't call in. And that's what we always want to do is lure these people in that have a contrary opinion to get on the show and prove me wrong. So I appreciate you, Ryan from Wyoming. And folks, you know what? I'm going to take the time right now to prove my point. Thank you again for your call. I'm going to go over to my friend Ryan to prove the comment that I just made just a moment ago. there's these people that are constantly taking the time, to beat up on Bradley Dean. They're communists. They're communist organizations. And I'm not saying that to be facetious. I'm not saying that, friends, to embellish my point in any sense of the word. And I'm not being sarcastic about what I'm saying, neither. I really want you to know that there are them people out there that are constantly badgering everything I do on this radio show. But for some reason or another, they will not get on this radio program. Folks, I've even called some of these organizations live and they wouldn't jump on the radio with me. And by the way, if I was them, I wouldn't be jumping on the radio show live with me neither, because they know what they're saying is wrong, and I'm here to prove the point that they're wrong. Because again, as I've said so many times, friends, by the grace of God, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here to preach the word of God and the Constitution, and if you don't like it, you know, they say the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. My point is proven. I'll be right back to prove the point. Sons of Liberty. Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Okay, we just got a phone call from Ryan out of Wyoming, and we got about 425 comments right now, some taking responsibility, but most people saying, you know what, you're exactly correct, you're exactly right. Here's what he said. Wow. You are absolutely correct. Then why is it being allowed to happen? I mean, really, America? That's why it's allowed. This is why it's going on, because you're tolerating it. You're allowing it. I mean, are you that grown up that you don't understand that you have to take responsibility and fight for your freedoms to maintain it? You have to fight for your freedoms? Freedom isn't free. Freedom was given unto you to do what you ought to do, not what you want to do. And you love your freedom so much, responding to this last comment, that you want someone else to fix the problem for you. How ridiculous. That's why we're in trouble. And I got over to another point with Ryan. And I always got to validate what I'm saying here, friends. Because listen, I have the state-controlled media. Whenever I go into a public high school, the state-controlled media is there. They know everything that I'm doing, friends. You need to understand that I'm an enemy to the corrupt state. I'm not talking about good government. I'm talking about bad government. I'm on the side of good government. I'm not the rebel here. The rebels are those that are violating the commandments of God. End of story. Just like Elijah, that prophet of God, when he went to Carmel and called down the fire, that was God's plan, and the false prophets were exposed. I'll tell you what, that is the power of God unto salvation. But if you don't understand what I just said, you're not going to know which one is right and which one is wrong for the most part. But when you read God's moral law, you'll always know who is right and who is wrong. But I have these little ankle biters who, that's all they do is shout and shoot. And what they do is they write articles about us. There's a handful of show hosts across the country that are willing, because they love you enough to tell you the truth, the God's honest truth, like it or not. And they love to just sit around and take out of context things that we say. And that's why I always verify everything I'm saying. And furthermore, I am not on this radio program, friends, Ryan in Wyoming. I'm not on this radio program to give you my opinion, because we're not ruled by opinion in this country. We're ruled by law, like it or not. And if you don't like that, then I'll tell you what, you're a part of the problem. Because it was John Locke, one of the founders, that said, wherever the law ends, tyranny begins. And that's the problem. America has forgotten that she is the law. And because of that, you have tolerated the crimes of a handful of people that are destroying your country. You're being sold down the river by a bunch of Judases that are continuously kissing you. Do you not know that politicians, friends, that's all they do is kiss you as they betray you? That's what they do. They kiss up to you. They change their double-minded men, double-minded women. They sold their souls to the highest bidder. They didn't care nothing about you, not realizing that they're on the same boat that we are when it goes down. If it goes down, which I don't believe the Constitutional Republic will ever go down. I don't believe it ever will happen by the grace of God. I didn't say that we're not going to endure turmoil and tumults in war. I didn't say that. Too many babies have been murdered. God will not overlook that. That has been on the American people's watch for 40 to 50 years now, and 18 consecutive states in population have been murdered because the American people, like this person talking about the flag here, that says, you know what, this has been going on too long. Who's going to take care of this problem? Hey, America, we're responsible. It's on our watch that another baby's murdered today. God's not going to overlook that, and that was my point. But I want to go back to the point that I was making with Ryan here, because it was a point that I made, that we have these ankle biters that shout and shoot. That's all they do. That's all they know how to do is shout and shoot. They intimidate. They try to intimidate. And the fact of the matter is, if you look at these effeminate sodomites in the person, friends, which I've never, ever, one time been confronted by one of them. I've gotten death threats. They've taken my house, put it up online. They've endangered my wife and my boys. That's how much I love God, and that's how much I love you. In action, 1 John 3:18, not my lip service, and that's how much I love my country. But this has been going on for a long time. I've been beat up by the New York Times. I've been beat up by local papers. I've been beat up by Christian outlets. I've been praised by secular outlets. I've been, folks, I had the whole state-controlled narrative come down on me in the Minneapolis area, every one of the outlets. When I had the audacity to bring forth the prayer concerning open session at the Capitol, and I said in Jesus' name, I'm not, hey, folks, I don't take my faith cap off because somebody doesn't like it. And what's interesting, folks, is when you go to the capital of the state of Minnesota, there's Moses awaiting the divine law, seeing Christian quotes all over the building. Folks, I don't care what they say. I'm not moved by men. Hey, folks, leaders are not those that are looking to appease the consensus. Leaders are molders of consensus, and it's time that you understand that even if you have to go it alone, in Jesus' name, do so. Because there's very far and few between in this country that are willing to stand up and take it to these clowns, these criminals. And that's exactly what they are. But I want to let you know, firsthand, again, we're not embellishing anything here, folks. People who have been refused, or they've refused this show, interview requests. Senator Amy Klobuchar in Minnesota here. Rob Boss, and folks, some of the bills that they passed here were so unthinkable and so offensive, we wanted to get her on the radio. She wouldn't do that. Rob Boston, you know, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, he won't get on the radio show with us. Neither. I wouldn't either if I was him. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House. I mean, the witch herself, she wouldn't get on the radio with us. Senator Al Franken, Minnesota, the joke's on you, he wouldn't get on the radio show with us. My wife did confront him at the state fair, though, and tracked him. I gave him a gospel track. Terrell Clark is her name, out of Minnesota, running against Michelle Bachmann back in the day, an opponent to Michelle Bachmann for Congress. She wouldn't get on the radio show with us neither. No, of course not. Because that's all we have to do is show you their deviations by laying the straight stick next to them and incite what the law says in the United States of America. And they don't want you to see their deviations. They just want you to believe what they have to say about those that are telling you the truth. We had a outlet called Minnesota Independent all across the country. They were allied out of Washington, D.C., that would literally take my radio shows on a weekly basis when we were just on weekend shows, and they would literally take me out of context over and over, put words into my mouth, omit, add, take, whatever the case might be, folks. Well, they're no longer in business anymore. Just wanted to share that with you. And we also brought a lawsuit against them and MSNBC for omitting things that we have said on the show. Sticking a jihad out on those that disagree with them, folks. No, you stand up. These colors don't run have meaning, friends. We don't take counsel from our fears. We are moved by the fear of God. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that, folks, there's strong confidence in the fear of the Lord. And when he makes a man of God after he breaks him into 1,000 pieces, he makes him bold as a lion, regardless if compromising men like it or not. Because the Spirit of God will not be straightened. You cannot control him. And that's what I like about the Holy Ghost. He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He comes to uncover, to expose, to bring forth godly repentance. If they don't do that, then they're considered wicked. And the Bible tells us in the book of Psalm chapter 7 that God is angry at the wicked every day. So they are holding off for judgment day, and they are doing it by the choices that they are making. Deuteronomy 30, 19, Romans 6. I want to tell you some more that have refused to get on the radio with us. The GLBT, they don't want to be on the radio neither. By the way, if you try to find them online, they don't exist. And when you go to the Minnesota State Fair, and I can pretty much guess any state fair throughout the United States of America, you just can't find a gay booth there. But it's interesting how many people just go along to get along and think they've got all the support of the American people. No, like the Muslims now, on the heels of the homosexuals, like I told you many years ago, now you're beginning to awaken to that fact now. They're all being used as a political battering ram to upend your constitution, and you're letting them do it. God says it's an abomination. Your constitution in every state of our union calls sodomy a felon. It's a felony, friends. It's a major crime. I'm going to say this. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. It's just that simple. We had Joel Solomons from the Human Rights Campaign. He wouldn't jump on the radio with us. Even called a guy that likes to badger me on national news every once in a while. The Muslim in the state of Minnesota named Keith Ellison. I even had to try to call him on live radio. He wouldn't jump on the radio with us. I wouldn't jump on the radio with us neither. I even tried to get Westboro Baptist Church on the radio because some of the things that they're doing are so unscriptural, it sickens me. They wouldn't jump on the radio with us. Kevin Jennings, Assistant Deputy Secretary for Safe Schools, ours under Barack Hussein Obama, he wouldn't jump on the radio with us. The San Francisco police, after they busted a human rights leader, Larry Brinken, with child pornography on his website, he wouldn't jump on us on the show. Media Matters, Right Wing Watch, they won't jump on the radio show, but I'll tell you what, they're sure to write about us every day.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores don't like to eat.